Hi, good morning. It's Christian here from the Property Advice Podcast. Once again, apologies. It's been a couple of weeks since I put my last podcast out. Just been a bit busy, and I'm sure you all have been as well. So you may not have missed me. So as normal, just going to talk about the property market this morning and where we're at within the industry. So if you're looking to sell your house, or you're interested in the market as a whole, or you're going through a process buying a property, please listen on. I can assure you, you'll find this content of huge interest to you. So, the market at the moment, where are we at? When there's one thing we can say, it's incredibly buoyant out there. And for the first time in a hell of a long time, I strongly feel that demand is outweighing supply. And if you're currently selling your property, you're probably realizing this yourself, because if it's right, the price is right, the agent's right, and it's all set on the right platforms, you're probably getting a lot of interest, lots of viewings on a daily basis, and you may be in that fortunate position where you've got more than one offer on the table. So the question is, and hopefully, I'm going to help you answer this today, which offer should you take? Well, one thing I'm going to tell you, don't just look at the actual figure that you've been offered, because it's not just about the figure. It's about the whole proposal that the buyer is putting on the table. And first and foremost, it's up to the estate agent to deliver that full proposal for each individual buyer. So what do I mean by a proposal? So it's pretty simple, really. The buyers are in a certain position themselves. They've made you an offer, but that offer is dependent on a few factors. And the two main factors are, one, the actual finance in place. So is it a cash offer, or do they require a mortgage? If it's a cash offer, it's a very strong case. If they require a mortgage, as a high percentage of people do, it's not all that bad. But how much deposit have they got? Have they got a 10% deposit? Have they got a 50% deposit? You're probably thinking, why is this important? Well, here's why. If they've got a 10% deposit, that basically means that the bank are funding 90% of the purchase. So if they've got a 50% deposit, then obviously the bank are only funding 50% of the purchase, which makes it a lot less riskier for the bank, and therefore a stronger chance that the applicant is going to get the mortgage. The second thing to consider, how long is the chain behind your proposed buyer? So are they a first-time buyer? Or have they sold a property to someone who sold a property to someone, and there's four other transactions in the chain? The more transactions in the chain, think of it this way, the more links there are. And the more links, the weaker it becomes, because you've got more chance of one of those links snapping and the whole thing falling down. A bit like a domino effect. So what you need to be establishing is, how many links are in the chain behind the proposed buyer, their financial position, and the offer on the table. So let's take two examples. You've got one offer of £200,000 for your property. That buyer needs a mortgage, they've got a 10% deposit, and there's four people behind them. Buyer number two offers you £197,000 for the property. They have nothing to sell and a 50% deposit. Well, I know for a fact, and there's no guarantee here, it's just probability, there's a higher probability that buyer number two will come through, because buyer number one have got a lot more obstacles in their way. Not saying they're not as serious, but there's other things out of their control that may hinder them from buying the property. So between you and your estate agent, you've got to look at both proposals and value that £3,000 difference between the 197 and the 200 against the proposal. And that is going to be your choice with your agent's advice. Yes, you could say it's a gamble, it's a risk. Whichever buyer you go with, If it doesn't work out, you are going to kick yourselves for obviously not taking the other one, but that's just standard mindset. But that's why you shouldn't just look at the figure that's been made on your property if you've got more than one on the table. Hopefully that helps. Just a quick one this morning. Have a great day. I will definitely bring you an episode next week, I promise you. And again, apologies. Speak to you all very soon. Take care.